welcome to another episode of the It's Just Jokes podcast. My name is Joshua Chapman, a.k.a. Slim Balor, a.k.a. Baby Giannis, a.k.a. Mr. Take Your Girl in Front of Your Face. Actually, I'm on a hiatus from that right now. Y'all can... I'm good. I'm kind of just tired. Anyways, we're here with my co-host, as always. First, Jesse Pink.
Hey, brr. What's up?
A.K.A. Dolomite P, A.K.A. Baby Samoa Joe, A.K.A. Groovy Grizzly. Why? Because he keeps it raw on you hoes. And Derek Small.
Yeah.
A.K.A. D Smalls, A.K.A. Anthony Mackie Jr., A.K.A. Damn, Derek, where'd you find this pod? Shout out to D-Will for everything behind the scenes. We appreciate you. Shout out to Dre for the intro music. We appreciate you as always. This is the season two review. That's right. We are wrapping everything up. I usually don't like to wrap things up, but you know, hey, it is what it is. But yes, it's the season two.
Good one.
Kind of new for me. Kind of new for me, you know?
yeah.
I'm kidding. But yeah, it's a season two review. We are going to be going over some of our favorite, you know, moments and all that kind of stuff from the past season. As happened last year or last season, we're going to be taking a bit of a hiatus. We actually don't. When are we coming back? Do we have a date, like a plan in mind for that, or is that something we need to talk?
We'll talk about that off camera.
Okay. All right.
In our standard board meeting with Jesse leading it as the trustee of the organization.
Exactly. No, he's a he's the president, the secretary, the trustee, the timekeeper, like all that kind of stuff.
Just has all.
We just show up. Right. Right. We just show up. But yeah, we're going to be taking a little bit of a hiatus, to be back. We will be back TBD. Before we get into any of that kind of stuff, guys, how are you guys doing today?
I'm good, man. Ready for the summer, man. You know, especially that week that we all get to kick it, but just ready to be, you know, ready to be a little bit outside. You know, I'm backseat, you know what it is. So, yeah,
that week's gonna be so much fun, bro. I cannot wait for that week.
I'm not gonna remember that entire week. I'm just not gonna remember it. It's gonna be so lit
the entire week. So you just go black out.
Oh, because we got a blockbuster week, like from Monday to Saturday. It's gonna be like
no, it's this Sunday because Hell in a Cell is that Sunday.
Yeah, you expect me to remember all this?
We have an itinerary, damn it.
I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, we did that.
You helped make the itinerary now. You were the one that wrote it. How you not remember it?
I give people directions I don't follow.
That is very true. That is very, very true. Wow. It's going to be super fun. Also... We cooking out on Juneteenth. We eating on Derek. Shout out to EBT. Shout out to y'all paying for our food. With y'all taxes. Sir.
It's the only time I fuck with the government. Yeah, it's the only time.
Yes, sir.
Jesse, how are you doing?
I'm good, bro. I got my walk on me. I'm decent. Decent right now.
All right, man.
I love how
this whole podcast is just in slow motion for Jesse. Like,
it's just like, welcome back to the It's Just Jokes. I'm like, why is he spiraling?
I'm not the one spiraling here, Mr. Pink.
No, there's two things I like.
We go end up finding you again face down the floor. People are like, God damn it, Jesse. Like,
all right, come on now. We got to chill on that. I was taking a nap, bro.
You're not going to live that bad.
Like,
dog, we thought that was your last nap. You feel me? Like,
you thought that was my permanent nap.
Jesse was on my highway to hell. He was on the highway to hell.
He said, vroom, vroom. I know he's somewhere looking down on us now. I'm looking up, bitch. I'm on a
You all thought Jesse went to heaven?
Jesse didn't even get on the elevator for that, bro. He knew what it was. He just reported straight to camp.
No, this
devil's like, I've been dreading this day. God damn it. Like,
Hey, there's two things I like that I personally do. Is one, I have snap quotes, and two, I talk about all like my healthy vitamins as drugs. Like those are the two best things I love to do now. I'd be like, yeah, man, you know I got my edibles with me. You mean your iron gummies? Your iron gummies, nigga? Like, all right, bro. You weirdo.
Oh man. Yeah. This is fun. This is fun. I enjoy doing this with you guys. And so because of that, let's get into some of these memories. I'm gonna start with you, Derek. What has been your favorite moment of season two?
So I was thinking about this, you know, today. And honestly, I think one of the funnier moments came from something that I did. I don't know if y'all specifically remember, but the moment where I talked about that dream I had about my
yes, bro. Yes, bro. Yes.
I rewatched the clip like earlier this morning and I was just like, bro, do I need to go to therapy?
Because that wasn't a wet dream.
No, it wasn't that. It was like, did I just like imagine this like very realistic scenario and just wake up in a sweat or something like that?
I will say dreams be very real. So dreams do be very, very real. You ever dream that like somebody was trying to kill you? That'd be the realest shit ever. You literally wake up in sweats. Like, you literally gotta be sweating hard as hell.
Oh no.
On some like real dark shit. I had a dream one time like my parents were trying to murder me. Like, it's real fucked up. You know what I see? It was really fucked up. Not funny. I couldn't look at my dad the same at breakfast. I was like, what you trying to get into? Like, you trying to fight? Like, what's up?
Hey, I'm about to put this in the chat so y'all can see that this is like not bullshit.
He made me put my guard up for a second.
Oh, this is some real shit.
Big Beasley, bro. Hey, it is Big Beasley.
Derek, the answer has always been yes.
It's always yes.
Who dreams about their family members like often though? Like, that's kind of weird.
That was so funny because he was like, hey, what you trying to get into?
No, Jesse, I'm not kidding you. Like, when I woke up the next morning and I walked downstairs, my dad's at the table, I'm like, hey, bro, like, what you trying to do? Like, bro, I could not look at him and say,
hey, but son, you like, get away from me.
He tries to give me a hug. Hey, relax. What you doing? I mean, that was
hilarious. Looking like a side suite. What you doing, bro?
Yeah, no, I had to look. He had to keep his distance that day. You know what I'm saying? That was before COVID.
He had to keep his distance.
6 feet. But it was that. It's kind of like a 1A and 1B. So like that. And then, of course, the one that stood out kind of as like one of the top moments of the season, the I'm not a man's man.
You're going to more likely have to build your own house. It's all those things. But on the flip side to it, building your own house gives you a chance to make your own property.
Terrible.
I don't build houses. Hire a contractor. I don't do that, big bro. Look,
you useless nigga.
Hire a contractor.
That's the realest shit you've ever said, bro. You said build a house. No.
You
better where Ben Wegman at, nigga? Like,
better call up HGTV.
Right. Where the fuck
you better call Jose Screwdriver. I'm not
doing that shit. Jose Screwdriver. What are you on tonight? What are you on, bro?
I will say this on wax, like, this was Derek's season, how can I put this, this was Chris Middleton stepping up in year two, and now like Chris Middleton will have much more of a responsibility in year three. That's foreshadowing for you all.
For sure.
Do you Chris Middleton, or do you mean like the second season of Jimmy Butler? Because that's basically what just happened with him.
I'm not going to call him Jimmy Butler because Jimmy Butler went to the finals. That's still that's still out there. Chris Middleton is a nice level to reach. Okay.
Wait, has he been like random question? Has he been an all-star before, Chris Middleton?
I don't know.
I think so.
I feel like he was on an all-star team before.
They say he puts up all-star numbers, but like I don't know.
Anyway, that moment too was like hilarious, just because like that whole debate anyway, like when it was happening on Twitter, was kind of blowing me anyway, because I'm like, where in like the book of society does it say that like, I have to like do that shit? Like no, no. I'm not building your house. I'm not fixing your car. Like, well, I should probably know how to work on cars, like the basic stuff. I probably should know that. But
yeah, like putting like air in the tire.
That seems like very vital information, right? Something I should probably know how to do. For all you all listening, I don't know how to do that shit myself.
That's hilarious to me that this nigga got to call AAA if he gets a little bit low in his tire, bro. Well, like, okay. That's,
I know the concept. I've just never had to do it. That's
important. He gonna call like AAA. Like, how do I put oil in my car, Derek? Just open the hood, nigga. Just open the hood.
I had to help my neighbor jump their car, and I was just sitting there like, I don't know how to do this. Like,
you said jump. She said jump my car. You said you start hitting in this shit. She's like, what are you doing? You said jump your car, right? Boom!
A whole bunch of dents. Like,
you're breaking the window. 911, help!
Oh my god!
I don't know what's going on. Like, she said, jump her car. Like, what I'm doing.
Jesus Christ. He said, jump. Hey, cuz. Hey, where hood you from, cuz?
Hey, where you from? Oh, you a Honda? We don't like Hondas over here, bro. This is a Hyundai house.
I'm sorry. Let me just show the other way. No, nigga, boom. Out my tire cap.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Nah.
Yeah. One of my favorite moments also is Derek related. Is when I made the joke that I was like, oh, I'm at my dad's house, you know the vibes. And I was like, Jesse, you don't know the vibes. And Derek was like, you have to have a dad to know the vibes.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good at my dad's house this week. So, you know the vibes.
I know the vibes, yeah.
Well, you don't know, Jesse, but you know.
You have to have a dad to know the vibes. I'm sorry. That was my one get in. I'm sorry. I saw an opportunity. I saw, look. I just wanted to know. Like, this shot was like,
oh my god.
I feel like that was like, I already like pushed him out of bounds, and you were like, nah, fuck that. And like tackled him anyway.
Just tackle me.
That wasn't lying. You were like, nah, fuck that.
Oh my god. Yeah, so I didn't have a consistent father, but now I'm doing the book ending and I'm being a consistent father. So that's good.
Because, like, bro, like I said that day, it was like I already pushed Jesse out of bounds and Jesse had a foot out and Derek just came speeding down and just, bam, tackled him. Like, bro.
No, man, like, I felt like some of those moments throughout the season, like, I'm like a boxer trying to pick my spots. And, like, I seen that, I was like, oh yeah, I was like, I gotta say something here, you know? Like,
yeah, I'm about to get this nigga with the right hook. Hold on.
Nah, that was hilarious, bro. Honestly, you know what makes that whole dynamic even funnier? Like whenever we bring up that topic, is the fact that Jesse embraces it. I think that's what makes it hilarious.
Facts. Like, because if he didn't embrace it, it's just bullying. Like,
that's very true. Very true.
Yeah, that's like when we did the 5-day special, and I was like, just lean into it. Just lean into it. Oh, my Vince McMahon. Just lean into it. It's going to make us money.
Thanks.
PR Jesse. We get PR Jesse. That's it. Different Jesse.
Yeah, we got PR Jesse today. And today we are going to be talking about a very special topic. Today is our Father's Day topic. Oh, God. D Will, can we just cut, please? I don't want to do this. Oh, I'm just playing with y'all. All right,
y'all. Why don't he want me, man? Why don't he want me?
To hell with him.
I'm going to give me a honey, and I'm going to have all them.
Nigga, did that episode, like, hit home for you? Or you, like, I feel you, Will. Like, was that you? Like...
Will Smith became his idol that day. Ooh, I got one.
Oh, shit.
So as you can tell by the laughs of Josh and Derek and the tears streaming down my face, we have a Father's Day special. That's right, where all three of us, I'm sorry, all two of us are going to be talking about our fathers today and what they mean to us.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Boy, for me, I don't know. Like I said, this was Derek's coming out party. I'm gonna say Derek, bro. Derek did the thing this season, bro. My favorite one will be like when Janae was like, you know, having her spoken word session, and Derek was just like,
bro, well, I seen that earlier too. I watched that clip over again, bro. But she was talking though. Like she was legit.
She was talking that talk. She was talking that tough talk. Shout out to you, Janae. We love you here.
I was talking to one of my best friends about this. And like growing up, our relationship was built on that. And I guess it was in a lot of ways codependent. Like she would vent to me, I would vent to her. And like over time, I started to, I guess, realize I didn't have as much emotional capacity to like listen when I was going through my own struggles when I was in college. And so we had a conversation about this, and I was like, I kind of think about it like this. You don't want to take people through the storm with you. Like you want to weather the storm and they come back and report the weather. Like I shouldn't have to go through and feel all your feelings with you. Like you should process, sit with them. I can't even. I'm looking at Derek.
I'm so sorry. That was a bar. Hold on.
I love analogies. Analogies, I feel like, are so helpful. But yeah, it's like, okay, I don't need you to take me through the storm with you. You need to suit up, do what you need to do, weather your storm, come back, and you can report the weather to me. You can tell me everything that happened, but I don't need to feel it with you because I'm over here. I got my own climate I'm trying to worry about, and I'm trying to, you know, get through. So, you know, I don't, and it's kind of hard because, you know, people don't always make that difference.
Wait a minute. She said, yes, sir, this nigga's spinning.
When she said that you got to, like, weather the storm and then report the weather back, I was like... Come on, somebody. I was like, come on.
Come on, man. I'm telling y'all, man, like this was Derek's season. This low-key was Derek's season, man. Yeah. Derek has some great highlights, man. There's more to come in season 3, Derek.
I'm just trying to step into my role. Just trying to step into my role, man.
Yeah, you know, that's what's up. That's all I can ask for you to do, bro.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. You can see the development because like, like this is actually like, is this like my story arc? Like because like in season 1 I did not do like much talking like at all, and then like season 2 I'm like, all right, it's time to. I've been in the gym, you know what I'm saying?
I got a voice.
You know, I've been putting shots up. You know, gotta do my thing. So
no, yeah, watch it's next season.
Season 3, folks, I'm coming with it. So.
Season 3, like I've already told Derek, Derek's responsible for most of the topics. He is responsible for most of the interview questions, most of the scheduling.
We don't even do interview questions no more, bro. Let's be honest.
We just be talking to them.
These be our homies on here.
Low key, like if I want to talk about like one improvement we did collectively for season 2, I think that's the best one we've done. That speaks to our chemistry. I love that we do that now.
Oh, go ahead. My bad.
No, I just like that now. Like, maybe, like, we'll write questions down to get a sense, but we just be like...
Yeah.
I think going forward, there's going to be a bit of a happy medium that, like, okay, we have an idea. But also, I think one of our best interviews was Rashad and then Janae, because we did that in the same weekend, right? So we both had the same questions for both of them. But we let those conversations go in different places.
Yeah.
And then we were able to just be like, okay, I'm gonna take this one. I'm like, or we just set up like, hey, here's the order, right? Where you see the conversation go and go fit, like ask the question. I think that's how it's really gonna be going. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then that speaks to us too. Like we don't really I looked at some like the first season episodes when we did interviews. We would kind of take long pauses, and then like the raw episodes. Now we just be yep.
Yeah.
Back door. Oh, Jesse liked them screens. Jesse liked them backdoor screens.
It's like the Miami Heat, like season, like year two, bro. Like first year, they were like, okay, you want to go over there? Okay. All right, LeBron, bye. Now it's just like, hey, man, we know how to do this. We good.
Yeah, it's natural. And the fact that, like you all said, the fact that we don't feel the need to really be super structured anymore, because I remember how those talks would go, like in the beginning of like, we got to have like, you know, this has to be said here, yada, yada, yada. And then now, literally, like you said, we have the template now, like the foundation, and then we just kind of tweak it from there. And I think that helps. It helps the interactions too, because the guests can then feel like this is organic. Because, like, you know, from the highlighting women's history to the mental health awareness episodes, like all those guests that came on, they feel comfortable, right? And they feel, you know, comfortable enough to have an interaction, especially when Jesse be trying to go at them. Like they be coming right back, and I'd be like, that's what we like to see.
That's what I love to see.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think also, like, not something that helped, but definitely something that helped Derek step up a little bit was the fact that Kobe couldn't be here as much.
Yeah.
So because
season, G.
Because Kobe not being here, like, Kobe is such a beast in terms of his own journalism, knowing how to set a conversation, that it's so easy for the rest of us to be like, okay, Kobe's going to be the moderator, and we're just playing off of him. Now we have to really do more of that three-man weave type of thing, where we really got to be in sync more, you know what I'm saying? And there's positives and negatives to both, but like that, I think that's also a big reason, because now, because otherwise it was just going to be me and Jesse and then like featuring Derek. And it's like, nah, man, like we got to keep this shit right.
That's hilarious.
Featuring. Hey, I ain't going to hold you, Derek. If you didn't step up this season, we was really going to drop you.
I'm going to call us Cash, like, hey, Cash, we have a spot open.
Nah, bro, it was just gonna be a pick and roll. Instead of a three man weave, it's gonna be a pick and roll.
It's gonna be a pick and roll. Well, we're back to the pick and roll podcast. It's Pick and it's your boy Bro. we was really finna do that, man. After episode six, I was like, I don't know, bro. I don't know about this, man. Like, I don't know. Just give him some time.
Y'all met with management. Management's like, just give him a chance. Just give him a chance. He's gonna shine. Just give him a chance. We're really invested.
Exactly.
In it. Like we drafted.
Hey, this kid was a second round pick. Okay. All right, like we put a lot into this, okay?
A lot of money involved in this, man. It's a lot of money involved.
Yeah.
Season three, Derek gonna come back with a full beard and buff as hell with contacts.
It waves all the time, not just
sometimes. It waves all the time.
I just want to have a haircut.
I'm gonna be like, wow, I need to step up my game.
Look, I'm gonna start having a skincare routine myself. Just gonna be like, all right, you're doing too much now. That's my shit. Don't steal my flow.
Bar for bar. He stole my flow.
I was the first nigga on the It's Just Nuts podcast to have a skin routine. It was me.
Well, hopefully when we come back, my beard is like full and longer. I'm really for that. I'm ready for that shit. I'm ready to come back like, like on some God of War shit, like, I seen some things.
Okay, well, that's not ominous, like, at all. but yeah, no, we were talking about guests. Jesse, who's your favorite guest to come through?
Jalen.
Facts.
Oh, that was so...
I thought you could either say Jalen or Steve. Jalen.
It's still Jalen. Steve was so late. Like, Steve already knew what it was, bro. Like, Steve knew. Bro,
I did not expect the first 10 minutes to run how it did. Like, bro, like, me and you were just sitting there, like, well, we're just going to let this go until the fire
gets. Hey, you just got to let him go. You just got to let him go.
Let him cook, bro. Let him cook.
Because that interaction is literally the epitome of, like, when you're watching a WWE match and they're doing the whole punch thing. Like, that's literally how it was. Like, like, that's literally how it was. Like, I was just like, bro, these niggas are
your cool. Face greasy. Your face ashy. That was a nice one. I do like that. That was my favorite, like, energetic one. Mm-hmm. But like, I love the one with Jalen because Jalen was just like, wow, come on, Jesse, really? Really?
She was like, did I do something to offend Jesse? I'm like, Jalen, everyone has done something to offend Jesse. You just got to exist, my nigga. Like, that's it.
You just have to be there. And Jesse just has to
I really like that one because that interview really like set the tone for me moving forward. Like the first one that we did, it was cool. I was a little bit rusty or so, but that second one with Jalen, yeah, from there on, I said, oh yeah, this the tone.
But what I was going to say about the Jalen episode is that we had some real funny gems in that one too, from Jesse's I promise joke, bro. And then the fact that like Josh was so serious when he was like, Jalen, you're not getting, like, St. Louis is not getting a basketball team. Like, Josh had all the seriousness in his voice. Jalen, no, like, they're not getting a team.
I am talking about bringing a basketball team to St. Louis. Nobody cares about me. LeBron, help.
Sweetheart.
Somebody, sweetheart. LeBron, Jason, help. Sweetheart. Bradley, okay.
You think LeBron gonna be coming twice a year to St. Louis?
All I'm saying is, I just need him to bring it up. He doesn't need to, like, come to St. Louis and play. I don't know. I'm just saying.
What's his school name? I promise. Yeah, I promise that won't happen.
Wow! Jesse!
Bruh, what? Hey, he just emptied the clip. He said,
right, like, whoa. Did I hurt Jesse in a past life?
She was like, you don't know that? Like, we could possibly... He was like, Jalen, I'm telling you. Like, in Josh's voice, like, Jalen, I'm telling you right now. They're not getting...
It's bad that he said it to me, because my mind, I was like, keep dreaming, nigga. That shit ain't gonna happen. The day that happened, Tatum brings a ring to St. Louis. Which I hope is very soon. I love to be wrong. I'm never above being corrected.
Derek, who was your favorite guest that we brought on? I'm just moving on from Jesse.
Kind of on like a different note, I actually really did enjoy the mental health episodes. Just being able to like talk to them and like be transparent about kind of like how people are affected by different things. And I think the cool thing especially was having a man's perspective and a woman's perspective on that topic, because I think it looks very different coming from both sides. And just like kind of just being able to just kind of have that realness, you know, sit there, you know, and like I said, be transparent with folks. And I hadn't even met Janae, you know, before that. So just be able to kind of meet somebody. And I think you said she's going to be hanging out with us.
Yes. Yep, Juneteenth. She's on the list. Gang.
Oh, yeah. Having like a, you know, a new person to, you know, I can call like, you know, a friend and stuff of the podcast and all that. So I think that's cool and everything.
Yeah. I'm not going to say no names, but I feel the same too about one of the people that we interviewed for the mental health awareness episodes. I'm not going to say who, but I will
It's only two people.
It's only two. Okay. So it's just either one. But I will say this. After we got done with that interview, I literally told y'all, I did not know I was befriending the enemy. I'm just going to leave it at that.
I got a thought. Derek, there's nothing you can think about. Now, obviously, finding a job, I'm not a guru at that, you know, or what the anxiety comes with. But one thing that I've tried to apply with a lot of things that are out of my control, you just have to, how do I put this? Okay, it can go so many ways for me. What you think and you focus on and worry about, if you have no solution within the first probably 5 minutes or a day, probably shouldn't worry about it as much. Not saying that you cannot worry about it at all, but if you're worried about something that's out of your control at this moment, because even finding a job, like I've looked for jobs all the time and I've been rejected many times, right? Even now, even looking for a job, like in the midst of looking for a job, let's say. There's a lot of things out of your control. If you go to an interview, you think you did great, they could tell you no. And then it's like, what can you do, right? that's a piece of that. So it's one of those things you just have to understand that yes, you're in a season of uncertainty, but also in the season of uncertainty, a lot of great things can come out of it too. It may not make no sense at this exact moment, and I cannot tell you how to go about that because I could only imagine how that feels on your end. You've done a great job at what you're doing, and at the end of the school year, they're like, oh, you know what? Your time is up. Right. And it catches people off guard, just like anything else. Right. But what you can control is how you go about still treating the students for the next couple of weeks. You can't control that. And at the end of all of that, you may be surprised. They may come to you and say, look, man, all these students have talked about you so much. We may want to offer you a job after that. Right. Or refer you to the next person. Things fall into your lap at the most weirdest times. It doesn't make any sense at all. And that's the one thing that I've learned. Again, that's not a solution to everything, but that's just something just to think about. It's like, if you can't create a solution, then the first day, you just have to keep trying your best and try to flip the attitude to whatever you can do at that moment to be in service of other people. Because at the end of the day, we are doing a service to other people and we still have to serve other people.
It really changed my perspective on a lot of things.
So my favorite guest, all of our guests are great, to be honest with you. I'm not going to do the whole thing I did last episode, right? All of our guests were great. You know, like I think you said, Steve was the most energetic one. Like the pure violence in the first 5 to 10 minutes, bro. Like
it was beautiful. It was all beautiful.
It was beautiful. You know, Rashad and Janae, really appreciate them coming on, being transparent. Everyone that we had on for the Women's History Month. But to be honest, I think that, like, my favorite was probably the Crystal one because she was very, like, she's also very energetic and, like, just played into that whole, like that whole 5 minute bit that we cut out that unfortunately y'all don't get to hear or see. But, like, that shit had me dying, bro. Like that had me and she sounded so like church mother-y, like when she was talking to like to you, Derek. She's like, oh, baby, like
you want to talk about violence? Not even 10 minutes in, like, and I don't remember if this was actually on the recording or if this is before we hit record, but like,
no, it was before we hit record.
Yeah, before I had on my hoodie like normal, and she was just like, baby, like you said, that southern, like, to,
she's like, baby, is it cold? Is it cold in your house? Is it cold?
I was just like. No, I just like I don't know, like bro, she like the first to, and then it was funny because she saw the trend of that like throughout the whole season. Like I always had a hoodie on, and she was like, "Bro, did your house be cold every day? Like you always have a hoodie on." this man living in Russia, he always like what the. But yeah, no, she's definitely. Oh, I told her she has big theater kid energy, like super like theater
kid. Big theater kid energy. I was like, look at this poser.
It's sticking pretty good. It's been a good course of action so far. I'm not displeased.
That's true. If it didn't, you wouldn't be on the world's most critically acclaimed podcast there is. I'm just just saying.
Are you West Side Gun now? Like,
making sound effects. I'm adding. I'm just
definitely say you have the personality of someone who acts and does the arts for sure. Like, you definitely have that spirit for sure. You definitely. Aww.
That was such a nice church mother thing to say. Thank you, baby. I love your spirit too. Thank you, baby.
You're gonna be successful. You just gotta keep going, all right, baby.
It's been placed on my heart to place my hands on you and tell
you. God's gonna move through you, baby.
I just see it. Ooh, she got the elbows.
I is important.
I am somebody.
Hell no. well, that, and then it was also that we were able to, like, we weren't able to hear the Gold Haze album before it came out. We were able to hear her album before it came out. Mm-hmm. So we were able to sort of like connect on that on a different level too. And so that was really cool to be able to like talk about her process and all that kind of stuff.
It's like cushion coffee on a weekend, baby.
Hey, you already know you DJ for that party, bro. You already know we gotta play some Gold Haze and some Crystal Gem, nigga. But yeah, no, like we've had a lot of fun season two. Honestly, once again, thank you to everyone that came through. We really appreciate y'all. Thanking everyone that. Well, I'll let Darren handle this. My bad. I started doing the shit. My bad.
Man, I was good. I didn't know what he was doing. I was like, hey,
close out for us, baby, Chris Middleton.
No, but no, like Josh was alluding to, you know, thank you for, you know, tuning into season two. It really means a lot to us, especially if this is something that came, you know, we literally built this brick by brick, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe Josh did, I don't know, but you know, definitely
it was me, brick by brick, and I'll be dead if y'all give another podcast streams.
And I always fall back on this because it's just really cool to see. Like, it literally, we started on FaceTime and now we have a, you know, a platform. So it's just really, really cool to see. Appreciate all of our guests. You know, we're going to continue that, you know, in season three as well, bringing people on. Be ready for Jesse to, you know, get on that with you. It's just a natural thing. So, you know, be ready for that.
It's his way of saying that he loves you.
Basically.
All right. Basically.
If I have not joked with you on this podcast, you know how I feel about you.
Continue to, you know, stream our podcast. Continue to share it with your friends, right? Put them on to what we're doing. And please, please, please engage with our social media, man. Like, Jesse be putting in hard work, man.
Hey, listen, man. Hey, listen. Jesse be having the podcast Twitter.
These jokes be getting off, bro. Like, if you go down our timeline, bro, like, it is the most funny thing you will ever see in your life. I promise you. Like, I promise you.
Like, comment something. Shit. Exactly. That shit is hilarious.
Retweet, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do all that. Continue to engage with us. Continue to support us. We thank y'all. And we'll see y'all in season three.
Facebook social coming soon, y'all.
Nigga, you've been saying that the whole season.
Yeah, I gotta find time to do that, dog. I gotta hire
the social media, manage your social media, sir. But yeah, like I said, like Derek so eloquently said, you know, thank you to everyone that came on. Thank you. We didn't mention them, even though we just did an episode with them a couple days ago. Thank you to Z, Peyton, and Ross for also coming on.
Sure.
That was a fun episode. Just talking about nothing and everything at the same time. But yeah. Share our shit, like our shit, comment, retweet, all that kind of stuff. And unless anyone else has anything else to say, no? Cool. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you season three. For Jesse Pink, for Derek Small, I have been Joshua Chapman. Thank you so much for listening to season two of the It's Just Jokes podcast. Thank you to D Will for everything you do behind the scenes. We appreciate you. Thank you to King Boy and JL here for the outro music. And we'll be back at some point, y'all. Don't miss us too much. We'll be back.
3P season coming soon.
Bye.
Peace, y'all.